at Dvar Halacha today. Is it at all possible to be Yotze the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with electric lights? So the conversation presumably only gets off the ground if we're discussing incandescent light bulbs, because incandescent bulb is considered to be a fire in Halacha. Nowadays, so many, you know, fewer and fewer lights are made from incandescent bulbs. And, you know, LED is much more popular, and that's definitely not a fire. But when it comes to incandescent bulbs, is there any possibility of being Yotze mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Why not? After all, if it's considered a fire in Halacha, if you'd be over on the issur of lighting a fire in Hilchos Shabbos, so why not count it for Ner Chanukah? In addition, it's not like there's specific rules about exactly what you have to light. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Gimel that as opposed to Ner Shabbos, for example, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, there's no specific type of oil you have to use, no specific type of wick that you have to use. So you get the impression that anything goes. So maybe this should work as well. At the very least, if it's Nikar, that it is for Ner Chanukah. Maybe we would say if you just turn on the light bulb in your room, so that no one can tell that that's a Ner Chanukah. The whole point is that it's supposed to be recognizable, identifiable. And that even is reflected in some of the halachos of Ner Chanukah. For example, the height at which you have to put the Ner Chanukah. So at the very least, if it's identifiable, so I'll say, okay, I'll get one of those electric menorahs. I like that. That's identifiable that it's l'shem Chanukah. So maybe I could be Yotze with that. So there are poskim who raised variety of concerns regarding the possibility of being Yotze in this way. So for one thing, some poskim write the following, that we know that the Chanukah candles that we light are commemorative of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. This is also reflected in some halachas. For example, the fact that you're not allowed to use the light, that's because this is meant to be, you know, evocative of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which you're not allowed to get personal benefit from. So that being the case, maybe even though there's no specific rule about what type of oil, what type of wick, but it has to be some sort of oil and some sort of wick, as opposed to this, which is basically a metallic piece which is glowing. That's not at all comparable to the way that the menorah was lit in the Beis HaMikdash. There has to be an oil and a wick. In fact, the Maharal is quoted as having said that wax candle is not good enough because it has to be some sort of oil. So we don't pass it that way. We pass it that wax is good enough. But okay, but let's not take it further. It has to be, at some level at least, an oil and a wick. Rav Avadia Yosef makes that point. Rav Si Pesach Frank raises the concern, maybe this, although this counts as a fire in some halachas, maybe the definition of fire is not the same in all areas of halacha. There's no flame. And it's not like there's a little flame that's burning in the incandescent light bulb. It just gets heated up to the point that, that it glows. So yes, it's true that that counts as a malach in Hilchos Shabbos. But is that called, you know, lehadlik in the conventional sense? Is that good enough for Ner Chanukah? Maybe not. That is a concern raised by Rav Si Pesach Frank. At the same time, there were those poskim who said that, yeah, maybe if it would be better, we prefer you to light a more conventional candle. But if that's all you have, so then we'd be willing to rely on that. So to what extent would we be willing to rely on that? So Rav Avadia Yosef says, we're not willing to really rely on it at all. If you have nothing else to light and you're stuck and there's no possibility of lighting anything, may as well light it l'zecher Ner Chanukah. But definitely don't make a bracha. You're not Yotze at all. Whereas, quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yashiv, that they said, if worse comes to worse and that's all you have, you can even light it with a bracha. They apparently felt that the fact that it counts as a fire is good enough. Although, Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to have the caveat that he wanted all of the power to let it last for half an hour to be present at the time. Just like you have to light a candle or oil that's enough at the time that you light it to last for half an hour. So therefore, he would have preferred battery operate. I'm not sure that he would have said you can make a bracha if it's plugged in, but battery operate. So in theory, according to him, battery operated incandescent bulbs, you'd be able to use b'shas adchak even with a bracha. And as mentioned, there are those poskim who would disagree, even b'shas adchak. So certainly, we should do all that we can to light the more conventional type. But interesting to note that there's what to speak about with regard to the electric. Have an amazing day. Please do put up the chairs on the tables.